Okay, today we're going through in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding out the two dots on the top of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara goes back to discuss the Mishnah Masechta Mikvos that we had quoted before. We said that among the things that create a chatzitza on a person are chutei tzemer and chutei pishtan and ritzuos that are on the rashei habanos, that are on young girls' heads. So Rabbi Yehuda omer, shal tzemer v'shal seir, ein chotzin, v'nei shamayin b'ayin behen. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. He said anything that's made out of tzemer or seir is not going to be a chatzitza because the water gets right through. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Domer Shmuel, halach Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei seir. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda b'chutei seir that it's not going to be chotzitz. Amle Abaye, halacha, from the fact that you say the halacha that implies that it is subject to some sort of machlokas, and that the Tanakhama holds that chutei seyar are chutzeitz, but the Tanakhama didn't speak about chutei seyar. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama agree with each other, and Tanakhama would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it doesn't attach really well to the hair and is therefore not a chutzitza. V'chiteima, maybe you're going to say that it's muchach that the Tanakhama does argue on Rabbi Yehuda because ilav d'shamim Tanakhama dari b'chutei. Why would Rabbi Yehuda just bring up Chutei Seir in the middle of the Mishnah? It must be that he was under the impression that the Tanakhama had something else to say about Chutei Seir. V'dilma k'shem kamar lehu. But that's not necessarily how to read the Mishnah. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda was telling the Chachamim in a lashon of k'shem that kihech d'modusili b'chutei Seir, just like you admit to me that Chutei Seir are not a chatzitza, odulinami b'chutei tzemer. I would love it if you would admit that Chutei tzemer are also not a chatzitza. Itmar Amram Nachman. That the Chacham agreed Rabbi Yehuda about Chutei Seir that it's not a chatzitza. Tan yinami hachi, Chutei Tzemer chotzin, Chutei Seir ein chotzin. Chutei Tzemer are a chatzitza, Chutei Seir are not a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda omer shal tzemer v'shal seir ein chotzin. Chutei Seir and Chutei Tzemer are not a chatzitza. So you see that Chutei Seir are not a machlokes at all. Even the Tanakhama says that they're not going to be chotzitz. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masnisa nami daika. It's muchach from the Mishnah this way. Because the Ketani Yotza Isha B'chutei Seir Bein Mishala Bein Mishal Chaverta, that a woman could go out with the Chutei Seir that are woven into her hair, that are braided into her hair, whether it's her own or whether it belongs to someone else. So it sounds like she's only allowed to go out with Chutei Seir because they're not going to be a Chatzitza, so there's no concern that she's going to remove them. But Chutei Tzemer would be a problem. So money, who's the one that would hold Chutei Tzemer would be a problem? And you see that person holds Chutei Seir is not a problem. Ilem Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, filu chutei tzemer nami. Rabbi Yehuda holds chutei tzemer is a problem as well. Elalav is also not. I'm sorry, chutei tzemer is also not a chatzitza. So why would she be allowed to go out with chutei seir and not with chutei tzemer? Chutei tzemer is not a chatzitza, and if it's not a chatzitza, she should be allowed to go out with that as well. Elalav rabbanon he. So it must be we're assuming like the rabbanon, and that's why she's not allowed to go out with chutei tzemer. But shema mina b'chutei seir. But even the Rabbanan agree by Chutei Seir that it's not going to be a chatzitza, and therefore she's allowed to go out with it. So Shema Mina, that in fact proves the point that there is no machlokas about Chutei Seir. So the Mishnah said a woman's not allowed to go out, also v'lo b'totefes. So it says anymore, my totefes. What exactly is a totefes? Amar of Yosef, chumarta dikatifta. It's a knot of different types of herbs that helps for ayin hara that she would hang around her neck in order to that ayin hara shouldn't have any effect over her. So Amalei Abaye said to Yosef, if it works for refuah for the ayin hara, why are the chum master going out with it on Shabbos? V'tehave ki kameya mumcha v'tishteri. It should be like a kameya that works, that's proven to work, that's made by an expert, and therefore should be mutter. Kameya is like an amulet that they used to write that had all sorts of incantations or tefillos or whatever. So if it's been proven to work, it was written by an expert, she should be allowed to go out with it. Ella am Rav Yehuda Mishmeda Abaye Afuz Yanu. It's a tachshit of gold that was put over the forehead. And the Gemara brings a raya to that, meaning it's not something that's for Rafua and for Ayin Hara. Rather, it's a tachshit of gold. Tanina Miyachi Yotze Isha Bisavacha. A woman is allowed to go out out with a savacha hamus heves, a head covering that's golden, ubitotofos, ubisarbitin, hakavuin ba, and the tofos, and the sarbitin that are part of it or that are attached to it. So because she would never take it off to show it to her friends because she would never want to uncover her hair in public. So you see from here that a totefes is kavua in the savacha. So you see that apu zainu, that it's referring to apu zainu, that they would be kaveya that tachshit on the savacha, and it's not talking about chumrato de katifta. So ezu totefes ve ezu sarbitin. So what when the Mishnah and the Braisa mentioned totefes and sarbitin, what's that about? Amrabivo totefes hamukefes lame ozen laozen. Totefes is a type of jewelry that she would wear over her forehead that extended from one ear to another ear. Sarbitin, or something that a woman would wrap around her head, and hamagin la ad lechiyaha, and it would hang on both sides and reach her cheekbones. So Amar Rav Huna anios osinos on shalmine tzivonin. Poorer women would make them out of different colored cloth. Ashirus osinos on shalkesav shalzav, and richer women would make them out of gold or silver. V'lo b'kavul, she's also not allowed to go out with a kavul into Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara explains what is a kavul that the Mishnah is talking about that she's not allowed to go out with into Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yannai, kavul ze en yodeh mahu. I don't know what it's talking about. E kavla da avda tnan. If it's talking about the kavul that they would make for an eved on his clothing as a simon that he's an eved, it would like mark him as an eved, or a shivcha that the Mishnah is talking about. Aval kippa shel tzemer, but a little hat that they would make that a woman would wear as an adornment, that's also called a kavul shaper dami. Maybe she's allowed to go out with that. Meaning, so here's how it goes. E kavla da avda tnan. If when it says that she's not allowed to go out with a kabul, it's talking about dafka an eved kabul, but a kippa shel tzemer shapir dami, that's going to work out really well, that she's allowed to go out with, so then I understand. Odilma, or maybe no, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. Kippa shel tzemer tonight, maybe the Mishnah is talking about the kippa shel tzemer, and even that she's not allowed to go out with, golshkin kavla davda, and certainly she's not allowed to go out with a kavla davda. So essentially we're saying, yes, you told me in the Mishnah she's not allowed to go out with a kabul, but I don't know what that means. If it means that which is on the Eved, then she would be allowed to go out with the Kippa Shel Tzemer. But if it means the Kippa Shel Tzemer, then she would not be allowed to go out with anything, not with the Kippa Shel Tzemer, and not with the Kabul that's on the Eved. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra, Kamandi Amar Kippa Shel Tzemer Tanan. It's most Mistavra that we're talking about a Kippa Shel Tzemer. V'tanya Nami Hachim, we have a Braisa that says this, Yotzi Isha B'Kavul will be Ubi istima lechatzer. She's allowed to go out with a kabul and an istima, which we'll explain what that is soon, into a chatzer, because Chacham only asked her going out with those things into Rosh Hashanah. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, af bekabul Rosh Hashanah. She's even allowed to go out with a kabul into Rosh Hashanah, not only into the chatzer. Chacham never made a gzeir on that. So klal amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol shu lamata min hasavacha, anything that is placed underneath that which covers her head, yotzin bo, she's allowed to go out with it, because the chumra now goes there that she might take it off, because she would never want to uncover her hair. Kol shu lamala min hasavacha, but anything that's above the svacha, ein yotzin bo, she cannot go out with it. So from the fact that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that she can go out with a kavul, and he gives a klal to explain when she can go out, you see that kabul means a kippa shel tzemer, which is lemata min hasvacha. Because if it was a chosum shel eved, it's the whole klal is not shaykh to it, because the place of the chosum shel eved is not on the svacha to begin with, so it wouldn't be part of that klal. Now we happen to have mentioned a type of garment or adornment called an istima. So it says Gemara, my istima. What is this istima the Braisa was talking about? So Rabbi Yavo explains, I'm Rabbi Yavo, beza yune. So great, my beza yune. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Amrav, kolya paroche. It's a small thing that she would wrap around her small hairs that would come out of her braids, in order to cover up the little strands that come out of the braided part. Tan Rabban, Shloshet Varm Namru Beistima. There are three things we know about an istima. Number one, Ein Ba Mishum Klayim. Since it's made out of felt, it's just crushed tzemer and pishtan, it's not an istima of klayim, because an istima of klayim is only when strands are spun together together. Number two, veinu metama b'negoyim. There's no din of nigei begadim, of tzara'as of begadim on them, because that the nigei begadim also only apply to things that are made of spun strands. Ve'ein yotzim b'lerushas rabim, and you're also not allowed with it to rishas rabim Shabbos. That's the third thing. Mishum Rabbi Shimon amru, and they said in the name of Rabbi Shimon that af ein b'mishum atros kalos, that it's after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, Chum made a gzeira, and we learn about this at the very end of Masechta Sota, that a kala is not allowed to go out with a certain type of crown on her head, but this istima, a kala is allowed to go out with it. Shmuel amar kavla da avdutanan. Shmuel disagrees and says, when the Mishnah says you can't go out with the kavla, it's talking about the kavla of an eved, but the little woolen hat she is allowed to go out with. Fracting Maram Yom, Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really explain the Mishnah that we're talking about an eved? Vamar Shmuel, Yotzeya eved b'chosim shebetzavaro, v'lo b'chosim shebeksuso. Didn't Shmuel tell us that an eved is allowed to go out with the chosam that's on his neck, but just not with the one that's on his clothing? And if the kavel in our Mishnah is talking about a chosam of an eved, so she should have asked her even the chosam shebet savaro, because our Mishnah just said stam that you're not allowed to go out with it. So lo kasha ha da avadei rabbe ha da avadei lenafshe. When Shmuel said that you're allowed to go out with the chosam shebet savaro, that's talking about that his master made it for him, because he's definitely not going to take that off because he's afraid that the master will catch him and he'd be in big trouble. But when he made it for himself, that's what our Mishnah was talking about, that he's not allowed to go out with the chosam shebet savaro because he might come to take it off and then he'll come to carry it. So b'may kim t'lahad Shmuel, how do we explain Shmuel's statement that an eved is allowed to go out with the chosam shebet savaro? Da'avadei rabbi, we're talking about a case where his master made it for him and therefore he's afraid to remove it. So b'chosam shebet susa am I lo? Well then why can't he go out if that same chosam is on his clothing? He also won't remove that because he's still afraid of his master, even if it's on his clothing. So the Gemara answers, no, you don't have to worry that he's going to remove it, but dilma mifsak umirtas, it might come to snap off from his clothing or break, and he's going to be afraid that his master is going to see it. Umekapale umachisle akasve, so he'll fold over his garment and put it over his shoulder so that you won't see the place of the chosam. And since that's not a derech malbush to wear your garment in that way, that would be a violation of the Yisra of Hotza'a Midar Raisa. Kid Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Tom Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Tom Rav Yochanan, Hayotze B'talis Mekupeles, Umenachas Ol Ksefa B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos, that if a person takes a talis and wears it like, you know, like a conservative talis, like the, you know, like a scarf, so then it's going to be a violation of Hotza'a on Shabbos, because that's not the Derech Malbush, that's not the way it's meant to be worn. V'chiyad Amar Leishmuel Rav Chinna Bar Shila, Kulu Rabban D'Beresh Galusa, all the Chamim of the Reish Galusa, lo likfu b'sarvali chasimi, should not go out with their talisos chasumos on Shabbos. They would make a certain chosam of avdus to show that they're kafuf to the Reish Galusa. They shouldn't go out with that on Shabbos because the chosam might snap, and because of the fear of the Reish Galusa, they'll fold over the talis and wear it in an odd way in order that it shouldn't look like they're going without it, and that itself is going to be carrying. So levar minach, except for you, Rav Chinna Bar Shila, where you don't have that chashash, lo kapti alecha debei reish kalusa, because the people of the reish kalusa don't care if you go out without the chosam. So you don't have anything to worry about, but everybody else does have something to worry about. Okay, so we'll stop there at the two dots, and next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Nunches Amud Aleph.